The Alien Apex Resort theme park? What the heck is that?
Well, as everyone knows, Roswell is the apex of everything alien and UFO, so that's really how that idea of that name came to me one evening.
What's going to be there? I mean, you're going to have crashed saucers there? Aliens? What?
Well, the featured attraction is going to be an alien abduction roller coaster. You will sit down. And
you're serious.
I am serious. You're going to be strapped in, and you're going to be on the most sophisticated steel roller coaster in existence. And you are going to be moving through a probably Midwestern town, moving into a house, and all of a sudden you're going to see lights coming through a window, and your roller coaster is going to accelerate to a vast speed, and you're going to find yourself moments later on board a ship, an alien craft, and you're going to have probes and other interesting objects coming at you. You will be then moving into a room where you will see the Earth hurling away from you as you move into deep space, wondering if you'll ever get back, which, of course,
this is exciting.
You do.
This sounds like Universal theme park.
It'll be better, much better.
But with that UFO flavor, I mean, this is something.
Have you been to the Star Trek experience in Las Vegas?
I have.
Have you?
No, I have not.
It sounds like this will do that one better. Robin and I went a couple, 3 years ago, and it was cutting edge, state of the art then.
Is this virtual animation?
This is actually, you're in a physical, hydraulically moved gadget, like a roller coaster, except you move, you sway, you move, you have screen stuff coming past you. I mean, it sounds to me like that's what you have in mind.
Yeah, much, much more exciting, though, because it actually is an interactive experience. Not only are you being abducted, but the aliens will be trying to communicate with you, and based on your response, the animatronics will react differently. That's, of course, just one very exciting part of the theme park. And this is a way to celebrate, of course.
There aren't any anal probes in this.
No,
right?
Okay, no. Okay. You know, and it's funny because everybody seems to ask me that question. But no, not yet, and I don't think ever. But one of the exciting things is when I talk to theme park industry experts about this idea is the first thing they say is, I can't believe that Roswell does not have an alien theme park already.
How big is this going to be, Brian?
Well, I'd like it to be at least 150 acres as far as size.
Yeah, absolutely huge.
It is.
You know, many years ago when I was starting my Sedonia quest, I talked with one of the major industry people south of San Francisco, whose names remain nameless, and he asked me what I would think of a Sedonia theme park. I mean, it sounds to me like, Brian, you ought to have at least a Sedonia wing on this thing.
Well, there's a possibility. One of the things I'd like to do with the park is, of course, have the celebration of the Roswell incident, but also the exploration of life outside of the Earth.
How would you depict that, Brian?
Well, I think a lot about SETI, and I know that there's a lot of debate about what SETI is doing and their own beliefs about UFOs, but I certainly think that there are going to be people visiting this park that are going to be skeptics, there are going to be believers, and there's going to be people in between and just people that want to have a good time. And I think it's very important to celebrate all of those aspects of it and let people have an opportunity to explore and understand that there is definitely life outside of the Earth. The possibility that there isn't, I think, is minuscule. So I want to say for people that may not fully accept the Roswell incident that there is an opportunity to explore from a scientific aspect those types of issues as well.
Do you live out here?
No, I don't. I actually live in Florida.
Oh, well, you can.
Which is home to many theme parks
there.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, this is an extraordinarily interesting vision because it sounds to me like you're holistic in that you go from the hard sciences
right
through where we are now, which is we've got 206 planets we've discovered. You know, we're talking about, you know, radio signals, things like that. And then you move into the history that this town epitomizes, which is that they're here, and you're planning an integrated experience.
Absolutely. And I also foresee one day when contact will be made, and I strongly believe that it will be at this park, because what better place for an alien to finally come and say hello to everybody than at a theme park? And the first thing they probably want to do is ride that roller coaster.
What do you think happened back here in 1947, Brian?
Oh, I'm certain that something very specific happened. In fact, I had taken a ride just today out to Hangar 84, just walking around, taking a couple of pictures.
Isn't that interesting?
And the feeling that I got was overwhelming. And, of course, I knew what it was, but there's something mystical about that building, and it's the kind of thing when you, like, feel something and you just are completely inspired and overwhelmed, and that was the feeling that I had. And I'm certain that something did take place, but I'm also an understanding person about the time, and I realized that if any of us were in that situation, we would want to protect our beings, our state of life, the government, and things like that, and we would be concerned. A couple of years after World War II ended, it's probably not the most appropriate time to let the world know that we're being visited by beings that we don't fully understand. They have technology that we don't understand, and they may be a threat that we can't stop.
How close are you to actually pulling this off?
I believe I'm very close. Recently, the state of New Mexico approved a legislative appropriation of $245,000 for the initial business planning and
Fantastic.
Basic layout of the park. And we've been working for the past 2 years. I've been working directly with Zach Montgomery, the city planner, and without his help, none of this would have happened. And we're very close to bringing this to reality.
Well, you know, some of the big boys, Anheuser-Busch with their theme parks now, and, you know, they have Busch's Gardens.
Well, the polls that you read at the top of the show indicate there's a huge customer base of people that want to know more. And I can envision, given the fact that I envision some things from time to time, that this could become a mecca where people that wanted to know, that are not getting it through the regular media, could come and educate themselves, meet other like-minded people. I remember back when Gene was trying to get Star Trek into the franchise business and into the films, the convention started. And a lot of Star Trek people who didn't realize there were other crazies out there finally personally got in touch with each other and realized, hey, I'm not the only strange person that believes in this stuff. So this park is definitely an interesting concept. Again, how close are you to actually making it happen?
I mean, how many years away do you think, realistically?
Well, I'd
not
like...
going to make us wait 60 years like we're doing on this anniversary.
Well, once we've got an RFP going on right now because we've got the funds, and we're in the process of selecting a final company that's going to do the full-scale design. It's going to be one of the top-notch companies in the world, ones that have worked with large companies like Universal, Disney, things like that. So we're very close to selecting that. It's going to be the end of this month. Once we have that, it'll probably take them a couple of months to put that plan together and make a formal presentation to the theme park industry. And I strongly believe, as I always have, even 2 years ago, that this was going to happen.
Is Richardson involved in this?
Yeah,
because he was heavily involved in the spaceport, which is just over the hill.
Right. A presentation was made to his team.
That's a heavy hitter. But you do know, though, Brian, that you are going to have to put a 60-foot statue at the entrance of Richard C. Hogan. That's why he wants to know how soon it's going to die.
Well, what I'd like to
with
do...
With Ebola.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Official tie of the state.
Five years is what I would expect before you can walk through the gates. And the reason I choose 5 years is...
2012?
Exactly, is 2012.
Oh, come on.
No, that's exactly why, because that is...
There are no coincidences.
That is the year that the end of the world is predicted on the Mayan calendar, but I believe what it is a beginning of a new age of discovery and entertainment. And I really believe this theme park, besides being a place to have a great time, it's going to be a place to prepare everyone, because one day it's going to happen where everyone simultaneously is going to meet up with beings that are not part of this earth.